Tim McKernan here to talk to you about Bertarelli Cutlery, the hottest knife store in St. Louis. You need to get the heads of 12 serpents? Shoot on down to Bertarelli and get yourself a knife that is sharp as the dickens. Oh, you got a big weekend eating frozen pizza ahead of you? Grab yourself a pizza cutter, chop, chop, cheeky. Pick up your lady a new nonstick pan and score yourself some kissy, kissy, touchy, touchy. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi on the Hill. And shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Stick it in me bum.
I'm sick, Pete.
Stick it in me bum. Perv out, baby. Perv out.
Doug, get back to work. Doug's just talking with young men. Just the way he likes it.
I'm just telling everybody about my shoulder issue. That's when you're getting old, when the main topic is, oh, yeah, you think you got it bad. You ought to hear the, you know, listen to my pains.
I say that during my herpes outbreaks.
Yeah.
I think anybody wants to hear about your shoulder pain, though.
No. No, I don't. So I'll stop talking about it.
We just took a group photo. It was like a family photo. I mean, I think you had everybody in it. Outside of you two. You guys ran away to not be in the family photo.
I was in
photo.
The Ryan Kelly picture.
Oh, you are?
I was in there.
All right.
I was standing right here.
Let's see. Charlie, I have $310.50 in my Bovada account.
Attaboy.
No, it's not that great. I've been emotionally risk managing. But somebody just texted in, the Blues odds are up on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Western Conference Finals getting underway at the Scott Trade Center Sunday night. And it is up. The Blues are the favorites to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. They are minus 150. San Jose is plus 130. Blues, Sharks, Western Conference Finals.
Sharks kind of scared me the way they played last night, though. Boy, they look good.
Now all of a sudden, Deke Dodum is giving Doug gifts.
What is this?
Is that a,
I know you like water.
Is that an enema?
I do like water.
I mean, you can probably use it.
A nice tumbler?
Is it a tumbler? What? That looks like a real gift. Oh, that is a fabulous water bottle.
Look at that, Doug.
Well, thank you. Is there some something I don't know about that? Something inside of there that's going to
Doug's like, what's the catch?
Yeah.
What's the catch?
Is it filled with man pee?
Sippy
part is yelling, Dodo.
Well, thank you.
Look, at Doug, you're getting gifts from the listeners. Yeah. Isn't this wonderful?
And there's something from Macy's. It looks like a what's in there? A little necklace of sorts.
Aw. Look at that.
Oh, what's that? Is that a friendship bracelet?
It's wonderful.
It is a friendship bracelet. Oh, that's kind of creepy.
I don't
what is
oh,
it?
But thanks.
No, what is it?
It's an ankle bracelet. You ever wear ankle bracelets, Doug?
Doug
Big Al is back.
I've never really
Timberfix taking
one.
Selfies of himself. Big Al's on the air. Dotem's giving Doug gifts. It's like an overload right
Doug,
now, Charlie.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Me and Dot had a talk.
Me and Dot.
And he's sorry. So let's end this right here.
Well, we can't end it.
May I ask a question?
Are you sorry?
Big Al.
Are you going to stop doing ignorant stuff?
Yes.
You want to be free?
Of course.
It's up to you, Doug.
Well, Big Al. Big Al.
Not being free.
Are you golfing today?
This is my course, all right? Smitty showed up and goes, oh, Big Al's not, don't have any money. He's not playing. Smitty goes, that ain't going to stop him.
I like
he runs
it.
This stuff.
I
this
like
is
it.
My course. So if you guys want to have me play with you, golf, and then donate to the birds, I'll take money and give it to Timmy.
Wow, what a gentleman.
Doug,
you're gonna take
end it
money.
Right now.
He won't be free.
Yes, he will.
No.
Are you going to be nice?
Of course.
There it is, Doug. Well, IBM says I'll you make the
tell
call.
Tell you what, I'll think about it.
Mic drop.
You're thinking about it. Oh, my
I'll
God.
Think about it.
Charlie, do something.
He brought
call
me
the Two Fox and let him cover this.
It hasn't you can't get a camera.
Yet. That's what you say when
look at,
you...
Look at the camera Swope has.
That looks expensive.
Nobody has cameras like that anymore. Well, I understand that. So I'll act, since you're putting the pressure on me, I'll say I'll think about it when I won't really think about it at all.
I love that Big Al's walking around with golf gloves on.
Yeah, on both hands, and he's not playing.
I love
strangest
it.
Strangest damn thing.
Love it.
He's got chains and beads on. Janie the Lesbian's here. Janie the Lesbian, would you come by the Gateway Buick GMC studios? Ladies and gentlemen, Janie the Lesbian.
All right, Janie.
And she is wearing a scissoring shirt. Doug, you can sit wherever you want.
Maybe
you're Janie
you should
the Lesbian.
Model this for us.
An ankle bracelet.
Some sort of ankle bracelet that Dotem brought.
What does the ankle bracelet signify for a guy?
But
is
usually,
it obvious?
Would this be correct, Janie, that you're a bottom, right? Isn't that the... Could you turn, maybe you got to make sure the, there you go.
I have no clue.
She does not know. Are ankle bracelets popular in the lesbian community? I need to know.
Not in my circles. Mm.
That would be an off. That would be have to go around a big cankle, too. That's
no, it goes around twice. Doug.
Someone with elephantitis might need that.
Yeah, that's rather large for an ankle bracelet.
Yeah. Janie, you said you you were a little late today because you had to trib.
Had a little trib session this morning.
Did you really? You're
yeah.
just saying that
no,
to
I'm
placate
serious.
Him.
No,
you're not really into tribbing, but your friend Bat Signal Beth is, and so you found yourself now getting into tribbing proper.
Well, I never denied being into tribbing prior, but yes, it depends on who you're with and their style, if
right,
you will.
Right, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carpenter hit another home run last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it's good. He's on the south
did
side.
Did Holiday have two?
Yes, he did. He sure
Waino,
did.
Kind of a tough start, though.
Mm-hmm. Jared Weaver looks good.
So when you say you had a Tribune session, I mean, you put in an application at the Tribune station, Channel 2.
Well, I did just, you know, take a job in Minneapolis, so I don't think yeah. that the
You're
Tribune
not coming back
company,
to St. Louis?
Not anytime
You like it
soon.
Up there? It's cold up there.
It has been rather cold.
Has it been cold? Even now in May?
It's always cold.
Yeah. Really? Yes. There's been some nice days. It was really nice last weekend. I played some softball, shocker, I know.
Doug, it just plays into the stereotype.
Yeah, I do. I really do play into the stereotype. But
And what percentage of the girls that you were playing softball with were also lesbians?
Actually, all of them. Because
now hold on. What's the team name? There has to be a good team name.
It's
involved.
Actually called Pitches and Homos. I swear to God.
Doug, I think that's offensive. I think it's.
Offensive. I usually like when it's a little more subtle, but
well,
that's
I do.
A good
I
one.
Do. So we played Sit on My Base.
Okay.
The whole league is gay.
Yeah, it is.
All lesbians.
They send no, it's not all lesbians. It's co-ed.
Co-ed.
And they send teams to the Gay World Series. I swear.
We got to do a remote.
And there's there's actually like a limit of people that identify as heterosexuals. That can play, like, if you go to the World Series.
I think that's discrimination.
How do you know for sure?
You get the ringer. You got to pick up the
no
ringer.
Idea.
The guy who's a hetero.
I'm not in charge of that. So.
But he hits bombs. He pretends he's gay. Seriously, what happens?
Yeah.
What happens if the person is pretending because he's a slugger?
Yeah, do you, like, make him bottom before he gets to get on the roster?
Oh, Molina had three more hits last night.
You know people cheat. I guarantee you people cheat, right?
Hey, I don't know. I'm new to this, so.
Right.
So, yeah.
But you know, if you're advancing to the Gay World Series, somebody's going to pick up somebody who just finished playing minor league baseball, and they're going to pretend they're gay, and they're going to win it all.
Maybe they really are.
Where is the Gay World Series?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I think it's different places. It's
got to be San Francisco.
That's probably a good call. I mean, I don't know.
Jackson, Mississippi?
I doubt it.
My team will definitely not be joining the or going to.
You
the
guys are having a rebuilding year.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's actually quite a big league.
What's the team name again?
Pitches and Homos.
Yep. Not
what, are some other, what are some other team names in the league? I bet you these are good.
Well, there's the Unicorns, the Nordwalls, which are a real animal. They're kind of the unicorn of the Sea World.
Okay.
Sit on My Base, and I'm trying to think of some of the other ones.
I just real quickly, because a good question just came in, and it came from the girl. And therefore, Doug, we know it's a female.
Sure.
It says, has JTL ever been able to, how do I say this, achieve the ultimate satisfaction from tribbing? Boy, that is a great question. I like when the listeners get involved.
That is a good question.
Have you? I mean, because a lot of people were wondering that here today at the tournament. And what? And what's the answer?
What in the world was that?
Makes it sound like I'm pondering.
I have not personally, but I definitely do know that women can do that. So, yes.
You know what the funny thing is? I feel like I have an idea of what this is. I still don't want to look it up because I just don't want to really know. Like, I have an idea of what I think it is, but I don't want to go and look it up on the computer.
It really is as good as it gets.
Katie
it honestly is.
Katie K had a good.
You like that Katie K?
Yeah, I think she's a good lass. So she
does that mean you're going to
don't say good lass?
I liked it.
Don't
I thought
say
it was
she's
wonderful.
A good lass.
Are you going to target her? Because
no.
I think she's been with. I think she said on the show that she's at the very least experimenting.
I'm not going to target her. I have a girlfriend.
So now you guys are like monogamous?
Well, yeah.
Oh, no.
What's with that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What a bizarre concept.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. I thought the deal was you could trib who you wanted to in Minnesota, and she could trib who she wanted to in Minnesota.
That was the deal, but it needs to be rethought.
Oh, y'all caught feelings.
I didn't. No.
Oh, that's gangster, man. So you're like, she caught feelings, but I didn't. Damn. Doug, damn.
I hope she's not listening, this girl.
Bet she's listening.
This is Bat Signal Beth.
Yes.
And why she called that, by the way?
Because she put out a bat signal for me.
Yep.
I like
yeah.
that.
Actually, Buck Swope just made me a
Here's
little...
Buck Swope.
So,
what is this? Oh, Doug, look,
he
Buck Swope with more art.
He made me a card to give the bat signal later.
Look at that.
Well, holla at your girl.
Holla at your girl.
Put that off. Get it, plow shark.
Now, what does a gal do to put out a bat signal?
That is a good question.
Thank you, Tim.
Do you drink?
No. Well, so we've been friends for almost 2 years. And
you had never tripped?
We had never tripped.
Right.
No, we didn't trip until December
yep.
of 15.
December 2015.
Yeah. So she had recently broken up with her girlfriend, and I had, you know, stopped seeing who I was talking to, and we were hanging out, and just based on conversation that we were having, I kind of felt that we flirted in the past, but I just kind of felt that she was sending out some bat signals. So
would these be late night texts? Is that what a bat signal is? I don't know.
They can be. They can okay. be late night texts. We had gone out or talked about hanging out, you know, at the bar and whatever, but I just kind of felt that there might have been something, but I wasn't sure because I had a crush on her for quite a while.
Yeah.
And just certain things, like, didn't allow me to pursue. So once I thought that there might be a bad signal there, I was like, well, let's do it. So
and then you did it, and you guys enjoyed it, and it was wonderful.
That's right.
Wow. And now 5 months later, Charlie...
Doing the long distance thing.
Yeah, yeah long distance, yeah, too.
She wants to move up there, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
And you say no.
No, I'm down.
Wow, this has really evolved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Very serious now.
Yeah, how about that?
Is there a spot open on the softball team?
No ring on that finger yet.
Would you get married?
I think I would.
How about that?
Yeah.
Can you do that in Missouri or Minnesota?
I'm pretty sure you can do it in Minnesota. They're real liberal up there.
Yeah, right? I know.
Yeah.
The wonderful Al Franken, Doug. And you voted for him? In 2000,
I've never had the chance to vote for or against Al Franken.
But you would, if you could, vote for the former Saturday Night Live writer.
Well, who's he running against?
Bachman?
Well, kind of made
you cringe. You're pretty much all elephant, but a Michelle Bachman play makes you pause.
Yeah.
Jamie Gillespie, is Bat Signal Beth going to be here today?
No, she had to work.
So you can flirt with these girls?
Yeah, I can.
But you're not allowed to make out. Is that where the rules? What are the rules? I don't know what the rules are. Big Al just brought you a Mick Ultra. That was nice. Thanks, Al.
There, so that's okay. I can double fist.
Double meaning.
Do not say double fist.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
We forgot it.
Doesn't matter.
Are you allowed to make out, or is this?
Oh, I don't know.
Buck Swope just brought you a third beer.
Actually, no, this is my original. Thank you. And Big Al did give me this wonderful blues koozie.
That's a very nice gesture. Big Al is very giving.
He is.
You're never supposed to take a drink from Big Al, though. I'm just saying.
I've taken
it. Does it help to be totally shaved to fully experience tripping?
Oh, Diaz had two more hits.
No, it doesn't matter.
Up to 383,
really?
This guy. Still hitting the nine.
Yeah, I know.
Doug, could he be Rookie of the Year, you think?
Yes.
You can have as much Shrubber as Lisa as you want.
Shrub's popular right now in the lesbian community? I feel like
it really depends.
I feel like it's coming back, and I really want to do something about it, but I don't know what I can do as a 39-year-old married man, but I kind of would like to become the Al Sharpton of shaved pubis.
I've made quite a few observations about lesbians up in Minneapolis, and they're very au naturel, and I don't really dig that personally.
You don't take it personally? You don't dig it?
No, I do not dig that personally.
The Big Al's back with more gifts for you. You can't go a minute without Big Al giving
a card.
Yeah, I got his debit card here. They don't shave their armpits. They don't shave their legs. So I would imagine there's a shrub situation going on.
I mean,
that's
obvious.
Well, you just don't want that, do you? You just don't want it.
I don't like that person.
Yeah, I notice the young girls and adult these days, like the 20 and 21-year-olds, they're like proudly growing shrubs. And I go, man, you know, I want to pull them aside and kind of say, hey, you know, I've been there. No.
So I have a buddy at work now who would fit right into the morning after culture. I'm very glad to have made friends with him. And we have discussed the shrub situation because we discussed Keisha Gray.
Yes.
And
Anna Marie and I got a picture of the three of us at the AVNs. It was highlight of our marriage, Anna Marie said.
Yeah, he doesn't dig the shrubs either. So he's, I guess, 35?
Uh-huh. Oh.
So, but yeah, I'm glad to have made a friend up north that would fit right into the culture here.
Yeah,
so.
It's a very unique culture that we have, so much so that Doug receives gifts while he's broadcast. What do you have now, Doug?
This is apparently from the St. Gabe's Referee Association. One of them says, keep suspension in place.
Oh, my word. St. Gabriel's is anti-dotum.
Deek dotum wrong for America.
Wow.
In Doug we trust. St. Gabe's Referee Association. Very nice.
So now you're aligned with the St. Gabriel Referee Association.
Feeling better about him a little bit.
This is like Paul Ryan and Trump.
Feeling a little bit better about things right about
now.
Wow.
So you're on board with St. Gabriel's or you're on board with Dotem? You have to make a choice.
Well, not with Dotem, no. Deke Dotem is wrong for America. That's what the ball says.
I'm looking right now in my eyesight, in my line of sight. I have Doug on my left, Dotem straight ahead, Janie the lesbian, Timber Fake acting like he's on the phone, Hall of Famer Dave and Big Al with beer, and they're all here. I mean, it's all like caller Jordan right there, my lovely wife, and then Buck Swope. I mean, Doug, it's a family. It's a wonderful
family.
It's
our whole
family.
World right here in front of us, isn't it?
Doesn't it make you feel proud?
Well, a little jittery. A little jittery, maybe.
A little on edge.
Yeah.
Gotta watch your six there, Doug.
Yeah.
Gotta watch your six.
I don't know. This is very odd.
Janie the lesbian, there's tail here today. There is.
Yeah, that's what I heard you guys talking about.
You should go to hole five.
That's where it's at. That's the dinosaur of this golf tournament.
And there's gummy rummies. I saw on Twitter you called them tummy. You called them tummy rummies.
Oh, I misspelled? I couldn't
it's
see
gummy
you.
Gummy rummies.
Maybe it was that autocorrect.
God bless America. I'm telling you, that autocorrect is a whole thing. God bless America. Larry Nickel sending out the bat signal of his own. He wants corporate transportation to pick him up in Alton. See you, Sean. There's Sean from Alton's Golf, the parent company of Normandy here. Yeah. Is where we're doing the free Dotem Open. So how long are you in town for, Janie the Lesbian?
I'll be going back Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is it going to be quality time with BSB?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Big plans? Blues game? Oh, you're probably going back beforehand.
Yeah, we're going back. I was really hoping it would be on Saturday, but that's
we thought
not
it was going to be.
Right. So I think I actually made her have dinner with me and my parents last night.
How'd that go?
It went pretty well. They've met before when we were friends, before we started dating.
How are your parents with the whole lesbian thing? Some parents here, I don't like that. I don't like the lesbian thing.
I told my mom that I was in a gay softball league, and she kind of made a face. But
don't you ever tell your dad
getting...
that when you?
And she said, "What's your batting average?"
No.
they're getting used to the whole thing because you know I was with a gentleman for quite a long time.
And, 9 years, right?
Yeah. So this new world is they're adjusting. I you know. They're very supportive, so
Let me ask, please, you go by the moniker Janie the Lesbian. Right. Are you bi?
Great question.
I have honestly had no interest in gentlemen since I left my ex. So
did you know even then?
Oh yeah, yeah. Whenever we were engaged, actually, and I started going behind his back. I had gone behind his back more than once with women. And the last time I did it, you know, he always knew that there was something going on. And so he asked when I came home one time, he's like, you know, what's up? And I said, I'm having second thoughts about getting married. And his immediate response was, because you want to be with women?
Wow.
And I was like, well, yeah. So, I mean, he knew.
And you dated for 9 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
How often would you bang?
We had a healthy sex life. Like, that actually
really?
Did not, yeah.
But did you enjoy it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's how Anna Marie feels.
she's just nodding.
That's how we put food on the table. Big Al just gave you his golf gloves.
Is that what these are?
I think it was a gift.
Yeah, he just keeps dropping by the table.
I think they would be a little...
It's a great gift, a man's dirty golf club.
It is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? It's wonderful. Plow Shark, how does this sound back at the World Headquarters? Charlie, it's the Paper Mache Palace on Hampton Avenue.
It may sound better.
It's hot, Tim. It's very hot. Janie, it's very nice to hear your voice. Hope you're having a great morning.
Thanks, Cowboy.
What is he doing that... Why can't he be here?
He's podcasting like the Dickens, isn't he?
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're doing? Right?
Yes, sir. Typing up some interesting stuff here. Typing up that Janie the Lesbian pitches and homos, tribbing. There's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good quality content.
And out here, Doug is receiving a massage from Big Al.
Yeah, it actually felt kind of good on his shoulder there.
Clip that off.
Yeah. Oh, don't mind me. You go ahead.
No, it's hot, man. It's hot.
Tell us more about your bum shoulder.
No, I don't want to hear my bum shoulder.
I had a bum shoulder before. That's no fun.
Yeah, two of them at the same time. Yeah.
Well, take your emails the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Stephen Wildwood is the stunning leader right now. In an era of Misty Plops and Cucky the Dwarf, to see Stephen Wildwood do what he's doing is amazing. So we'll have that coming up for you in about 20 minutes. We have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. Bertarelli Cutlery is set up out here. We thought it was good for the listeners to have knives, Doug, so we have Bertarelli Cutlery setting up shop.
Any stabbings yet?
Not that I understand.
Haven't heard any screaming.
I need to check out those Benchmade knives they brought.
Larry Nickel just sent me a Snapchat, probably begging for transportation again. Maybe you can just get him an Uber. I wonder what an Uber from Alton to Normandy costs. You know?
Oh.
You guys will throw in? Donut will throw in? Yeah, we'll throw in.
$60 maybe?
That might be. Well, we'll do that. We got to get Larry here. I mean, he's the,
he
he's
texted
the guy. Plow Shark, can you let the listeners know about the post, especially this weekend with the Cardinals taking on the Dodgers and then also the Blues and Shocks on Sunday?
Man, oh, man, boys. You see that Cardinals offense exploding? We have.
Good start.
We have the Blues.
This is right where he turns.
This is
and
you can
turn
tell
and on cam graphic
you
over shoulder.
Tell. You can tell there's on the read. There's four sentences, and you have to build up to that first line of text by saying something like, oh man, boys." And now the post on Tuesdays.
Charlie, you
go
can,
ahead. Sorry,
oh,
sorry,
no,
Plow,
no, you're fine. I like the banter.
Thank you. We're grading out well.
3, 2, and 1.
Okay, 3, 2, and 1. We all realize that the post is the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. However, some things you may not know. Every Blues, there's some Blues specials every night during a Blues game. 22-ounce domestic draft specials. Blue Note shots for every goal that Steam hits. 20% off your bill when you show your Blues ticket stub of that game of the day game. They will continue their ticket giveaway all postseason long. And, of course, every Cardinals special, 22-ounce domestic draft special, Cardinal ticket giveaway during Tuesday and Friday games, and 20% off your bill when you bring your Cardinals stub for that said game. Free Redbird shots for every homer Grichik hits. Visit them online at thepostsportsbar.com. Stay posted, my friends.
There he is, the Postmaster General.
Mm-hmm.
This is the house that the Plow Shark built, and they love him at the Post. They love him. You checking out your fantasy baseball team, baby?
I am. I'm actually playing the Plow Shark this week.
How you guys doing? How's
got
Club
me,
Flip?
He's got me right now 6-3, but we're just about halfway there. Shouldn't have done this. I started Bartolo Colon last night. Picked him up off waivers. His ERA was like 2.8.
He was going up against the Dodgers, right?
Well, I wasn't looking for the win. I was thinking I need strikeouts against Plowsy, and of course, Bartolo Colon gave up 5 runs in like the first 2 innings.
Hmm.
But I'm doing all right.
Nobody's doing as good as the Seaman.
You have a good club.
Thank you.
I beat Doug last week. Destroyed him.
Oh, it Doug.
Due to some sort of computer glitch. I actually had a lot of home runs and a couple of no-hitters that somehow the computer
didn't read it. Doug actually has like the best team on paper. You look at all these great names, and then he has nothing at the end of the week. Somehow, like Buster Posey and Nolan Arenado just do nothing.
I've lost 3 times, and in each case, the opponent has just had an unbelievable week. You had like the best week you've ever had in the history of this.
19 jacks.
We got a number of people texting in offering to pick up Larry. Look at this. Tim, I can get Larry and get him there, but his return home would need to be arranged. I'm a cab driver. I'll go get him. It's Larry for $50, normally a $75 trip. That's from Al. I wonder if I can get Larry to call in. I think he's on the air on his college radio station right now.
Probably.
Let's call in.
Yeah,
can we do a simulcast?
I want to try. Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? Is that a violation of the non-compete at 89.9?
So is Larry like a DJ? Does he have a show?
I don't know. Hall of Famer Dave, do you know what? I know you and Larry, you guys have flipped the tire before out in your driveway.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, we did.
Back to you.
Yeah, I feel like it's a Jerry Lewis telethon, and I'm introducing a sponsor.
Let me get back.
Thanks,
on
Tim.
Love the show. I'm a Hall of Famer.
There it is.
Love
All right,
it.
Look.
Bring it.
Before I answer that question, let me give a shout-out to 2 great fan page members, Pat Hayes and Bill I, because they gave me these free Dotem buttons.
Look at that, Doug. A free Dotem button.
I don't know where they got them from, who made them. Doug, touch that.
Yeah,
wait. That. Is anybody getting a video?
Hall of Famer Dave has a great voice. Just a little bit of twang.
That's right.
I love
what would you describe this dialect as?
Let me hear a little bit more of that.
Doug.
It's a little bit southern, maybe Texas.
Yeah, but I grew up about a mile and a half that way in Pagedale.
The Hoosier.
Doug, it was not Hoosier, it was Brotherhood.
Right.
But fun fact for no and tell, I worked at Normandy for 4 months in the spring of 85, cutting grass and weed eating.
Did you?
And moving the pins. But I didn't get to cut the greens. That goes to a specialty.
I bet it does. But it's probably fun sitting on the tractor cutting grass.
Yeah, I got one of the worst cases of poison ivy ever out there by like the 17th hole one year.
Heads up if you're on number 17. Heads up.
Well, that was 20,
1 year's
probably gone.
Yeah, I bet it's even worse. Well, Hall of Famer Dave, you have picked up Larry. He lives in Alton. We'd love to have him here. We're not asking you to do that, but I'm just trying to get a gauge on what you think it would cost.
Well, I actually texted Larry last night at 9 o'clock saying, are you coming? I was going to give him a ride, but he never got back to me. So I don't know what's up.
Now, he was texting with me. I guess his Snapchat got switched, and he's all upset about it. He was trying to contact the Snapchat headquarters to ask why his Snapchat had been shut down. But he's back on. He's just got a new address.
Yeah.
I'm not really on Snapchat, and then people send me things, and I don't know what the protocol is.
Not personally on
You're
Snapchat.
You're not on Snapchat.
But we can school you
protocol. I don't know what the protocol is.
Is this a thing?
You've got to snap back.
Should everybody be on this now?
I mean, I don't. I don't want to personally, but...
I'm not even on Instagram. Wow.
There's Larry. And he's sending me a message, and now I can't hear it.
Boy, he's fully bloated in that picture.
Hmm. Oh, wait, I got to donate to my little bird, three little birds. Big Al, where you at?
Right
here. Five spot.
$5.
If you're looking for Big Al,
charity,
look for my wife
charity,
and you'll find him.
Three little birds. Oh, I thought you were doing it. Okay,
no.
I'm sorry.
We'll give it to Chris from Three Little Birds for Life. Is
sure.
he nearby? Well, that's who we're giving the donation. There he is, Chris, another donation. This is, if you want to make donations, this is your guy right here, Chris from Three Little Birds for Life.
It goes, I had to stop
straight
at
to him. I make just, the checks out to Three Little Birds for Life, not Inside STL.
Doug, have you figured out what my twang is?
Page Dale.
Yeah, it's half ghetto, white, mix.
Is that what it is?
Like New Orleans.
Yeah, it's,
Timberfake.
Timberfake is not the first person to say that to
you me. You sound New Orleans,
yeah.
Cajun.
Yeah, a lot of, when I'm traveling around Creole. The military, people think I'm from Louisiana.
Really?
But it's Pagedale.
It's Pagedale.
Little Harry Connick.
It's Normandy High School right down the road here.
Is that where you went? You went to Normandy?
Yeah. 81, Doug.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't know that. Pardon the hell out of me.
I once went 5 for 5 at Pattonville.
Did you really?
Two doubles and three singles.
Pattonville Pirates.
What position you play? You look like a catcher.
No, brother. Back then, I was only 160.
So what'd you play?
Center field.
Second, short, and third.
Oh, I see.
Utility infielder.
Kind of a saucy middle infielder.
We once lost a game to Hazelwood East 27-0 in 3.5 innings.
Ouch.
Sea Monster says he has
worst
a cord
loss of my life.
That we can plug into my phone and we can hear Larry's Snapchat. Wow, I didn't know. I feel like we're like on FM with these kinds of technical capabilities. I got to replay it, though, and I don't know how to do this whole thing. Charlie, I've got Snapchat, but I don't really snap all that often.
It seems like everybody has it now. I don't. My fiance does. She says it's really funny. Some of the videos. I guess you can edit these videos together.
It
looks pretty.
I've heard
pretty
it's
interesting,
pretty
fun. But I got to do Instagram
I don't know if I
too.
Can replay
My friends
it.
Seem to get a kick out of it, but
I don't think I can replay it. Damn
they,
it!
They often lobby me to
Sorry,
get on
Larry.
Board.
I don't know how to replay these damn things. Oh, double tap to replay. I don't know. Whatever. Who? I don't know. I'm sure it was asking for a ride. I'll just call Larry. All right. We have Hall of Famer Dave here. We have Janie the Lesbian.
Engine Joe's Magic
Engine Joe's Cave Ride.
Ride
Magic yeah. Man is here. Well, that's your yeah. guy.
Well, I don't. When you say my guy, he's the guy who calls in and writes hideous things about me.
Looks like he's coming your way.
This you is know? Called
that's him right there. That's
yep,
him.
That's
this
him.
Is called Sex Lewis.
thank you. Thanks. That was an important thing to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Timberfake is here. Caller Jordan is here. Big Al. I feel like Big Al's kind of running the show, though, today. You know?
It feels like, yeah. He's got a lot going on.
This is kind of his event. Now he's coming over to attack Doug.
No, he's not being free. Heavens no.
On the way in from Minneapolis, there's a part that you passed by. I think it's in Iowa. Maybe it's in Missouri. But it's Injun Joe's. And
oh,
good. Yeah, it's I-N. J-O-E, engine, or in, yeah, engine.
Engine?
Yeah.
I thought that
and
was
then,
a term that kind of went away about 60
well,
years ago.
Well, it probably
ago.
Should have.
Yeah.
But then as I'm passing Injun Joe's, there's a truck trailering a golf cart. And I was like, man, they must be going to the Freedom Open.
Everybody is, Doug. They're coming from all over this country.
Far and wide they've come.
To come to Normandy.
They've come from Pagedale.
Kendrick's Meats and Bud Light presentation. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man just texted from the restroom, hey, Doug, I'm in the potty. Will you hold it for me, please?
That was Injun Joe?
Yep.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
So he literally just sent that as he walked to the bathroom.
A period of
just feet away from us.
Yeah.
See, it's weirder.
Going
like,
to the Ragazzi suspension log.
It's a whole new level, though, when you literally see the person like 2 seconds before they send the text, and then you read it, and then you see them again walking out of the bathroom.
Well, I know.
I think it makes it hotter.
Well, thanks, Ragazzi's, for providing the
Engine Joe is great for one. You ever seen a foodie post on the fan page?
Food.
It's greased up and gross, but he's not. He never gains weight.
Well, he probably doesn't eat it.
Yeah, he does.
Have you dined with Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man?
At Hot Shots at one time.
Yeah, and he'll put it down.
Oh, God, yes.
Doug, Michael Schlering. Yeah, thank you. Otherwise, Michael's Flooring has four great locations to visit and a huge new showroom at their St. Peter's location. Now, what sets them apart? Their employees, when you come in, they'll ask questions that others may not, and they'll try to find the perfect match instead of selling what they have overstocked. We had somebody post what they just had done to their house from Michael's Flooring on the fan page. Michael'sFlooringOutlet.com, four locations in the St. Louis area, St. Charles County, West County, North County, and Darden Prairie. Michael's Flooring Outlet. It's been a wonderful week on the show. Bertarelli Cutlery makes the cuts of the week possible. Doug, let's relive the great work we have done.
Great.
My favorite part.
Thank you, Janie the Lesbian, with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
What a treat this is.
What has he got?
Your son, John Vaughn, is here.
Yes.
John, would you like to come in?
Oh, my.
What has he got?
Look at this.
Arnold Palmer.
What a wonderful treat.
Okay. Buddy.
John Vaughn, God bless. Look at this.
A birthday cake made up of...
Father, I love you.
So much. Oh, my God.
What a touching moment.
Thank you, John Vaughn.
Ring that bell one more time. 60 times.
Oh, lemon meringue pie.
You're a great son.
Sparkling cider.
Doug, you like lemon meringue pie?
I love lemon meringue.
He is a great father.
Best father there is.
Well, thank you for all these Arnold Palmers, especially.
Well,
okay. 54 more rings, John.
Cut two.
That's my hot plate, Tim. I also got a George Foreman as well.
I don't like when people brag on the show.
A whole bunch of appliances that I never use. But I was using this. I must have flipped them at the perfect time. And then that, along with the Blues game and my milk, all those kind of went together. And it was a
chicken
great
tenders and milk on a hot plate, Doug.
Yep.
Say, you want to get in the radio?
Cut three.
Well, there you go again.
That's brought Ronald Reagan in.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do Kennedy, that's my ring. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Nice.
That's my only presidential impression, Chuck. Well, there you go again. That's all I got.
Cut four.
Cucky's got the half shirt on. He's got a broken arm. His arm is in a cast. Black socks. He's in flip flops. Cut off blue jeans. Just couldn't be a bigger power hoosier if he tried.
Hey, this is glitter. I don't know if you can tell on that sign. That's glue.
Yeah, that's glitter. Right there.
Very, very nice.
They got lost in the shuffle last time, but I'm going to go to work out here, boys. Do your thing.
What work are you going to do? What work?
I'm firing up a city for the game tonight.
We could see your underwear behind. His pants are kind of saggy now. He's twerking in the window. Oh, this is a nightmare.
God, I don't care for it.
Cut five.
Men not machines.
Men not machines.
Can I talk about some lesbian stuff that happened in section 314, row R last night?
Oh, Adam's on. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I was just working on my LaRusse impersonation, that's all.
Oh, good shtick. Anyway.
Like the manager against you.
I'm sitting in my seat and I'm yelling out free dotum to see if anybody in the area has like-minded ideas.
Don't say like-minded. Do not say
two
like-minded.
People.
Cut six.
Who do you want to fight, Bestel or Ray King? Because we can only have so many bouts.
I'd probably rather fight Sexy Bobby because that's going to be a sexy fight. But Ray King's my homie. Why are you talking this on air?
Doug? Huh, I don't know.
Doug, why is he talking ish?
I guess he's not Sex Lewis.
I'm Sex Lewis. I'm the money man. But besides that, I'm the John Stamos. I'm the John Stamos of St. Louis. What's up, Dave Jackson?
You got to get some Adderall to focus. You can't get through one sentence without touching on three or four different subjects.
Cut seven.
Well, old Kari letting him in had a very lenient open door policy. It's like he was saving hot cross buns for his bread box. Fabsy flipped one in, a backhander from the ladies' tees, and then Stazzer snuck one in from the side door. Bergie and then Backer with sinister twisted wristers. Tape to tape, tic-tac-toe, how you doing, Brownsy? And Vladdy warmed his saucy mitts in an open igloo. Moose stood on his antlers and stopped biscuits with his hooves. A game 7-6-1 route ought to make the Stars shut up. Two more series wins, and we're dancing with the Cup.
Was that it?
That was it. And right as it was coming to an end, as with the Blues win and go to the conference finals, you were presented with a Lydia Moss Bradley book and a Lydia Moss Bradley bobblehead?
This is amazing. How about this?
Sure. Charlie, you've never been more excited.
BU Braves?
Great gift for someone who's totally besmirched a woman's name.
I just brought it up.
Sure.
I just brought it up.
Accused her of multiple homicides of her own family, that's all.
How about this? It says, get Lydia's nod of approval. The majority of BU students make responsible choices, just like hashtag LMB.
LMB, Doug.
This is a great gift.
It is a great gift, but you accused the woman of killing six of her children.
I haven't. I present the facts. You decide. This is America.
I decided that you presented some tilted facts that
okay.
you kind of made
so
up.
You drew a conclusion from facts I read on Wikipedia.
Nice. All right.
Just like OJ, you never know.
That's right.
Thank you.
And I'm sure
again,
this,
another important thing to get in.
I'm sure this book, this novella, will get down to
Don't
the,
I like
the nuts
that.
And bolts
I
of it.
Say novella.
I thought that was wonderful.
She was really attractive, though.
She come on. She was a philanthropist. They all looked like that at that time. Have you ever
found
seen a picture of a really old woman where you go, wow, va, 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 voom? It doesn't exist.
She founded one of the greatest universities in central Illinois.
Yep. When you think about it,
The Bradley University.
Charlie, you have a Lydia Moss Bradley bobblehead.
This is pretty cool,
actually. Everybody is winning here today. Everybody is winning here today. We are out at Normandy. For those of you just joining us, it is the inaugural Free Dotem Open. And I feel like almost every single member of this family is here today, especially with Larry Nickel on his way. I'm sure the cat is
God
Skyping from Los Angeles. You're a big Larry Nickel guy, right?
I love my man Larry Nickel, you know? I do. He's a great American. Fan of the show. And I just need one of them T-shirts.
Had you ever met Janie the Lesbian?
No. I love lesbians, though. I love my I was at Cyborgs and like I was screaming with Annie Hansman. We weren't saying LGB, we were saying LBGT, I think it is.
LGBT.
Yeah.
There,
Let's go Blues tonight.
That's right.
Yes. But how come MacMan hasn't got any gifts? Do you got any?
Oh, this is a gift enough for me, Timberfake.
All right.
It's wonderful to see all that we've created
here. Doug Vaughn's loaded up.
Well, a lot of guys are trying to bang Doug, and the way
they
do that
I don't think so.
Is they give
the
them and they give them gifts.
What's in the package here?
This was what the Lydia Moss Bradley.
Oh, that's your box, Charlie.
I'm not sure what's in that box.
How about that? Somebody actually ordered that. That's really nice.
What a wonderful gesture!
It is a nice gesture.
What a wonderful gesture!
It's gonna be on my desk at the Two Fox.
I think it will be. Martin will ask, "What's that?"
Looks like a voodoo doll.
LMB.
All right, we have so much to get to. Lion's Choice just brought a bunch of treats by. They're a sponsor of our handoff. How about that treat? We have Billy G's providing the treats for lunch. The Donut Drive-In provided a bunch of donuts. My God, there are like hundreds of donuts up there. Before things started at 7:30, people probably will be making the turn here in about 15, 20 minutes. And then we'll have our second shotgun start. 260 golfers today for the inaugural Free Dotem Open, presented by Bud Light and Kendrick's Meats. Plow Shark, I hope that you have wonderful emails ready to go. Do you?
I got what we'd like to call a little fat stack here, Timmy. No cucky, but Stephen Wildwood brings straight heat. So we have Bill Pullman.
Yeah, doesn't it? His voice sounds a little different.
Candy corn.
It's six Missouri and Illinois locations to serve you with the appliance discounters. They're located online at theappliancediscounters.com. Doug, they have their spring laundry clearance sale on brands like GE, Samsung, Electrolux, Frigidaire, and LG. Mm-hmm. And Crossley made by Whirlpool Washer and Dryers. They set starting at low as $5.99. Front load and a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set at a drastically low price, along with cash rebates direct from the manufacturer. That's it. The Appliance Discounters. Support the sponsors. Theappliancediscounters.com. Six St. Louis area locations to serve you. A great sponsor of this program and our phone lines. Frank Cusimano will be here. And he will be broadcasting live. It will be our Lion's Choice famous roast beef sandwich handoff to Frank Cusimano. Thank you to the great people from Lion's Choice. There they are, Doug, who brought all these delicious sandwiches. When the Blues won Game 7 against Dallas, Anna Marie and I got that Lion's Choice. So now I got to keep eating Lion's Choice anytime the Blues play.
Sure.
That's
for any game?
Any game. Isn't that what you're doing with the Ozzy Osbourne thing? Is that only game 7?
It was only game 1s and game 7s.
Oh.
But this is the superstition, Doug. This is why it's fun.
Well, it's a pretty good idea to eat at Lion's Choice.
Doug, Lion's Choice has just arrived. Oh, my God, Doug, a whole thing of sandwiches. Oh, my God, Charlie, look.
Wow.
That's Joe from Lion's Choice.
I'm going to have one.
He's good people. He's a Yuhai guy. God bless him.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'll have one, but I won't be much good to you afterwards.
Well, you get to sit back and listen to the Plow Shark right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has our email of the day.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Sometimes there's a satellite delay when you're doing it from across the country.
Hello, Plowsy. You there?
Yeah, I'm Plowsy. Here, boys. What's up?
All right.
Time for the email, sir.
You fall asleep?
No, I'm here chilling, dude. Doug, wow. Are you ready?
Super high today.
He's got something in his mouth.
It's like a substitute teacher thing. Right. Nobody's there. He's kind of by himself.
He can get high.
He's
I don't care.
He's got his feet up.
Doug's going to have a treat, but he ran his microphone right into his mouth. Huh. Oh, this is where Doug eats.
What's up, sexy plow shark?
Hey, what's up, T-Fake? How you doing, man?
What's up, my man? I'm chilling. You better come out here later, man.
T-Fake.
Did you hear that?
2.0, baby.
Hello.
I feel like it's a scene like in the middle of Boys in the Hood. These two. Go ahead, plow shark.
All right, perfect. Hello, I'm Jim Nance at the Free Dotem Open in St. Louis, Missouri. Why am I here? Well, my plane made an emergency landing at Lambert Hooterville, and I owed someone at CBS Sports some money, so what the hell? Right now, Cucky the Dwarf is about to seal victory with a tap-in on 18th. Hard to believe he can focus with the fire engine sirens going off. Apparently, a gentleman by the name of Big Al overturned a golf cart earlier and engulfed the practice tees in flames. Apparently, Cucky is about to putt, but wait. He's being told to leave by club officials. He did qualify for an inappropriate attire. I guess half shirts and jean shorts don't fly like they used to. So by default, the win goes to Misty Plops, who was last seen bolting for the clubhouse muttering something about taking a violent recreational. This is Jim Nance signing off, wondering, what in heaven's name am I doing here? For this is truly a tradition unlike any other. That is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
A couple lengthy ones here. Sorry. My apologies, boys.
Oh, no. Doug didn't like that.
On Wednesday, we heard Timberfake fired on Tawny with a line regarding one of the ancestors being a Native American princess. Let's go back in time for a glimpse of that Native American ancestor of Timberfake. A weak, loudmouth, I'm telling you what, Osage Nation, Osage, member rises in the morning. Little Wolf Twink has given Osage name, risen, and takes a sip of coffee. Plans for the day includes pestering others and pathologically lying. Little Wolf Twink walks outside babbling about the boxing match against another...
What in the world is going on right now?
Are you done interrupting?
Yes, I'm
sorry. Clip that off.
Little Wolf Twink walks outside babbling about a boxing match against another now-banished weak Osage member, apparently named Kicking Umbro Bottom. Little Wolf Twink has never farmed, hunted, built, or done anything to contribute to his tribe, but it doesn't stop him from calling himself the Sitting Bull of the Great Plains. Little Wolf Twink greets a horde of whites when coming off a huge boat like he knows them for years, vouching for them for the rest of the Osage Nation. The rest is history. That is from the Dogtown Astro Band.
Wow, that was good.
Wow.
Was it?
Dogtown Astro Van.
It was terrible. Okay, this wants me to have a soft, buttery voice.
Okay.
Ah, the azaleas are in full bloom and the sparrows are singing songs of joy. Bottoms are bottoming in Bond Cabin and tops are topping all over Amen Corner. Listeners are smoking grass and frequently urinating in Ray Creeks with their pants all the way to their ankles. A hybrid blend of Kentucky bluegrass and northern lights lays in wait for the blasts of Dota, Plops, Dangles, and Injun Joe. Now we bow our heads for official prayer of the Dotem Open. May you have a good time and play at your pace. If your cart shall break down, just take a ride on Doug's face.
No.
Oh, no.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's, Doug. One of the best in the business.
He got you.
I'm disappointed in him.
Got him.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Sounds like you have something in your mouth, baby.
Yeah, it's the end of that Lion's Choice sandwich. Very good.
Buck Swope's getting a picture of it.
Well,
hey, guys. Right. This morning when Tim was interviewing the Truman's waitress, he asked if there was a way to have AM radio reach women in their early 20s. Well, it's funny you should ask, because last night I had an idea that hit me like a bolt of lightning. You see, I think simply naming a station after the demographic you want to reach is all you need to do. If you just launch a station called The Young Woman, it will be insanely successful. Trust me. That is from Corey G.
Corey G, Doug.
Corey G. G.
Hola, Senor Doug. I miss you. Actually, I miss your face. When are you coming back to Mexico to visit? Remember when Ricky Martin's smash hit Baila Mos came on and you tweeted so hard that I couldn't contain myself? And whisked you away to El Bano, propped you up on the baby-changing station, and jackhammered your... Okay. I think that's a Spanish word for butt. So, Caliente, yours truly, Victor.
Yeah,
oh, whoa. What is the Spanish word for butt? Frank, do you know? Frank, do you know? Spanish word for butt? Butt.
No. What is it? Did you think you were going to get a decent question as you walked up here?
Look at this. Frankie just walked up to Janie the lesbian, Deke Dotum, and Timberfake. Big fan of your work.
Can everybody please also, can everybody please stay along during Frank's show and bother him the whole time while he's doing his monologue, please?
Cusimano's a DeSmet legend.
Another legend. Important point that has to be
he's more of a
made.
Legend than Matt Bonya.
And Umso legend, too.
Hall of Famer Dave.
I'm so graduate, by the way, Frank.
You're both eliminating. Now stop it.
Look at all the Lions choice that Joe is providing here today.
How great is this?
I might just run off to my car and just pound like a couple sandwich, Doug. If you want to join me in the pounding.
I just had one.
Look at that. Melissa's going to get some.
What
she's
a treat.
Yeah, this Lions choice is the move. Is that new one on Manchester Open? Is it today? Yesterday, the new one on Manchester and Rock Hill opened. It looks like a palace, the new Lions choice, Doug.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I will.
I like the sea monster just keeps cutting Timberfake's microphone.
Where's that sexy, the sexy little what do you guys call it, soppins? Not soppins, though, but I like the little sprinkles they got usually. I mean, I'm not being picky, but Lion's Choice is the move.
There it is. You can be the new spokesperson. Go ahead, Plow Shark.
Oh,
here's
thanks.
Big Al back with more gifts.
Thanks, guys.
I won this in the bunny contest from that red rock over there.
Did you really? Nice going,
Al. Another great story by Big Al. This has been one for the ages, boys. I think Jay Jr. summed this whole presentation up in one simple word. You are neat. That's more than one word. God bless you, Tim. God bless Charlie. And all love to Doug. That is from Stan Kroenke's pubic hair mustache.
The pubic hair mustache?
Stan Kroenke's mustache.
Doug sometimes edits on the fly.
Yo.
Doug.
All right, go ahead, Plowsy.
Doug, I really hope a listener bangs you today. You deserve it.
That's enough. That's enough.
Who is it, Plowsy?
That's Matt who poops at Cucky.
Matt who poops
that should
Cuckies.
Win right there with the name and the one line. That's who I'm voting for if it's
you've
a tiebreaker. No lie.
Plowsy's reaction laugh there was fantastic.
His name went into the Ragazzi suspension log eel, home of the $5 fishbowl.
Oh, we got another good one, Doug, if you're ready.
We'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
Sup, girls? I'm burning a mule as I workshop this email. I'm pretty sure that means poop. Thought you'd want to know. Yeah. Anywho, finish shoot on over to Billy Jean to give Plowboy a hug. Then on to Hans Wyman to purchase Tim a rug. Then I'll bring some metabolic to Chubby Chunk the Slug. Chubby Chuck the Slug. And finally, down to the four.
Yeah, we heard it the first time.
I wanted to make sure the listeners knew. And finally, down to the four fox to give old Doug a tug. That is from Girl with an Odor. Let me tell you, they brought
Girl
heat this morning, Tim.
With an odor.
They did, Plow Shark. This is a wonderful read.
Any good ones, Plowsy?
Yeah.
What time is it getting?
Is it 10 yet?
9:53. We have time for a few more.
Great. So, vacation, being on it. Blues, be ready. Sharks, don't swim. Sexy coffee, overdose, please. Cribbing, it works. Golf, hitting balls. Chuck, Curly, Jay, Toe Sucker, Tim, the best, Doug, the best bottom, Horny, me, peace to you, theirs and mine. That is from Flocky the Smurf.
Flocky the Smurf, Doug.
Flocky the Smurf. Smurf.
You ready?
Sure. Yeah, we're just sitting.
I think he's. Are you waiting for commentary after each one?
I was waiting for Big Al or Timberfake to come in and interrupt the middle one, so I wanted to make sure everybody was ready and there wasn't a huge hoopla up there. So, are you ready for this one? This will be the last one.
Yes,
there's no
we're
really
ready.
Good ones.
We're just sitting
Stephen
here.
Wildwood, however, did email, but it's like very long and it doesn't really make too much sense, so I'm going to avoid reading.
Well, he's like a Larry King column. He just writes random thoughts. He is the leader in the clubhouse, so you do need to read his email. That's part of the rules.
All right, let me sift through it. Oh, found it right here. This is what we like to call the son of TMA. I am Deke Dotum. Young twink. Deke Dotum is 9.5 inches. Dotum, yes, I've heard. Tops men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume Doug with his lizard-like tongue and accept him with a gaping arse. I am Deke Dotum, and I see a whole tournament of my twinks here in defiance of tyranny. You have to come to fight as free twinks, and free twinks you are. What would you do without freedom? Will you fight? This is Older Bear. Fight against Doug? No, we will run, and we will stay off the Ragazzi suspension logule. Wallace, I fight... Okay, this is a William Wallace reference. Okay, now I get it. I,
Who the whole thing was. you just got that?
I haven't seen the full movie there, Chuck. Not a huge fan. Anyways, I bite and you may bottom. Run and you'll be suspended. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all that day for this day? For that one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell Doug that he may take 2 days off our suspensions, but he'll never take our freedom. That is from Freedotum. That is from Steve in Wildwood. I wish I would see the movie. I would be able to do that last scene.
It's from the Battle of Stirling.
Yeah, I remember it. A classic one. Plowshark, wonderful reads today. Thank you so much.
Steve in Wildwood.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
There he is. The Plowshark back at the papier-mâché palace. Doug, so many great...
I don't know who to vote for.
Because there's so many great...
I don't have a check mark anywhere. I guess it was good to hear from Victor again. I'll go for Victor.
I think I'm going to go with Steve. The last one there.
I go with Stephen Wildwood as well. I go with Stephen Wildwood as well.
Damn it, Lucas.
Congratulations to Stephen Wildwood. He's having an unbelievable month of May, and he has won a gift certificate to this Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends. Coming up next, Frank Cusimano with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Friendly reminder, if you want to listen to us in HD, you want to get your car stereo ready for the warm weather that we're already enjoying here at Normandy today, make sure you go to Audio Express. Audio Express, back your car, truck or SUV up with confidence and never get into a freezing cold car or burning hot truck again with their lifetime warranted remote start system. Only at Audio Express. They've been doing it for 41 years. Frank is up next, and he's getting a picture with Timberfake right now. And has to be excited about it. This has to be. This has to be. All right. Frank's up next. Want to sincerely, sincerely thank all of our sponsors, everyone at Normandy, the staff at Inside STL who has worked so hard on putting this together, and, of course, the Big Al, no question about it, Jennings, and the listeners who make this possible. God bless the listeners. God bless the sponsors. And we look forward to a great day here in the inaugural Free Dotem Open presented by Bud Light and Kenrick's Meats. Come on out to Normandy and join us for the postgame party at Over Under at 911 Washington Avenue. For the Plowshark, for Peyton, for my brother Kevin, for the Seamaster, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today on the road at Normandy Golf Course.